This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to WSMI FM 106.1, as well as online at WSMIRadio.com. My name is David Jenkins. Thank you so much for tuning in, as we are proud to bring you Regional Championship Saturday today. This is our third of three broadcasts today on Regional Championship Saturday. You've already heard the Hillsboro Gillespie Girls Softball Championship today, and you heard Nokomis in their championship game just before this. Now we bring a 2A baseball championship for you from Pena, as the Carlinville Cavaliers will take on the Shelbyville Rams. Carlinville, the top seed in their subsectional, will be the home team today because of that top seed. And let's go over their defensive line for you. Starting on the mound today is Colton DeLong. His battery mate behind the plate is Tucker Hughes. In the outfield, left to right, in left field, Kyle Dixon. In center field is Jake Ambuel, and in right field is Sam Thiemann. At third base for the Cavies today is Aiden Taberzi. The shortstop is Lonnie Rosentrader. The second baseman is Aiden Noggle. And at first base today for Carlinville is Chris Griffith. So once more defensively for the Cavies, left to right in the outfield, Dixon, Ambuel, and Thiemann. On the infield at third, Taberzi. Shortstop, Rosentrader. Second baseman, Noggle. First baseman, Griffith. The catcher for the Cavies, Tucker Hughes. And on the mound is Colton DeLong. For the Shelbyville Rams, who will be the visiting team today, the four seed in this subsectional, leading off and playing third base is Malcolm Middle. Batting second and playing left field, Reese Pullen. Batting third and playing shortstop, Kentrell Beck. Batting fourth and playing first base, Ethan Clark. Batting fifth and pitching is Colton Bishop. And we are underway from this regional championship game, as there's a swing and a miss for strike one to Malcolm Miller. The second pitch from DeLong is outside for ball one. Batting sixth today and catching for Shelbyville, A.J. Stokes. Batting seventh and playing right field, Hunter Reed. Batting eighth and the designated hitter is Noah Trimble, as that one is fouled off to the left side and out of play. And batting ninth is the center fielder for Shelbyville, Peyton Bryant. The 1-2 pitch, good off-speed pitch by Colton DeLong, and it's the first strikeout of the day, the first out of the day for Colton DeLong, and one out here in the top of the first inning will bring up the left fielder for Shelbyville, Reese Pullen. Thank you for tuning in all season long to our baseball and softball broadcasts, as the first pitch to Pullen is a high strike. It's 0-1. Pullen, the left fielder again today for the Rams. Swing and a miss by Pullen, and it's 0-2. Kentrell Beck waits on deck for Shelbyville, as there's a pitch that goes to the backstop way high, and it's 1-2 now. Shelbyville, the purple tops and the white pants today. Carlinville, blue tops and white pants. A beautiful day here at Pena High School. This regional championship, as that's popped straight up and out of play. Count still 1-2 on Reese Pullen. One out here in the top of the first inning. Shelbyville at the plate. Carlinville in the field, and Colton DeLong has his sign, and the pitch down the middle, called strike three. So back-to-back strikeouts for the Carlinville right-hander to start this regional championship game. And now there are two outs here in the top of the first for Kentrell Beck. Again, we thank you to those who are listening online at WSMIRadio.com. We appreciate our streaming audience. And the first pitch to the Shelbyville shortstop is low for ball one. Carlinville 21-2 on the season coming into today's game. A strike called on Beck, and it's 1-1. The Rams 21-11 on the year, so both these teams 20-win seasons, as there's another called strike, and it's now 1-2 on Kentrell Beck. Colton DeLong with 13 pitches so far here in the top of the first. The 1-2 pitch on the way to the Shelbyville shortstop. Breaking pitch, but Beck did not offer. Good job holding up. It's 2-2 now. 320 feet to the foul poles, left and right field, and there's a swing and a miss by Kentrell Beck. So Colton DeLong strikes out the side, and the Cavi fans are fired up. We go to the bottom of the first inning of this regional championship game, and after a half an inning of play, it's Shelbyville 0, Carlinville coming to bat. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you here from Pena High School in this Class 2A Pena Regional Championship game between the Carlinville Cavaliers and the Shelbyville Rams. Leading off for the Cavies in the bottom of this first inning in this scoreless ball game will be the catcher, Tucker Hughes. He's followed by Kyle Dixon. Batting third for the Cavies is Jake Ambule. Batting fourth is Colton DeLong. Batting fifth is Chris Griffith. Batting sixth is Lonnie Rosentrader. Batting seventh is Aiden Taberzi as Tucker Hughes fouls the first pitch off for strike one. Batting eighth is Sam Tiemann. And batting ninth for Carlinville, Aiden Noggle. So once more for Carlinville, it's Hughes, Dixon, Ambule, DeLong, Griffith, Rosentrader. As Hughes lines this one into right field, going back is Reed. He's going back. He's not going to get it. Tucker Hughes leads off this ballgame with extra bases as he rounds second and retreats there. So a leadoff double for Tucker Hughes. Two pitches into the game. What a start for the Cavy offense. Couldn't ask for much more out of that start. As Tucker Hughes, a 408 hitter on the season coming into today. A leadoff double for the Cavies. Now that brings in Kyle Dixon, the left fielder for Carlinville. And Colton Bishop going to have to work out of trouble here in the first as there's strike one to Dixon. Bishop, a left-hander for Shelbyville. And the 0-1 pitch on the way to Dixon is low for ball one. You can hear the Carlinville chatter. Great atmosphere, great turnout here for the Cavy fans, as well as the Shelbyville fans as well. Well, they're lined up along the fence down the third base side. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Kyle Dixon is high for ball two. Dixon on the season, a .368 hitter, two home runs, six doubles, has struck out 19 times on the year. The count is 2-1 to the Carlinville left fielder. Bishop has his sign, and Dixon gets a piece off the end of the bat, and it's now 2-2. Runner in scoring position for the Cavies, one batter into this ballgame, into the bottom of the first inning. We are scoreless here from Pena between Shelbyville and Carlinville in this Class 2A Pena Regional Championship game. The 2-2 pitch to Kyle Dixon, breaking pitch, and Dixon just got a piece to stay alive. Good job by Dixon to hold up on that one, though, because it was an off-speed pitch, had some break to it, and he recognized and was able to get the bat on it. Give you the Shelbyville defensive alignment in just a moment. The 2-2 pitch to Dixon hits him, and the first two batters for Carlinville have reached. And that'll bring up Jake Ambule, who's in center for Carlinville today with runners on first and second, nobody out in the bottom of the first. Defensively for Shelbyville, left to right in the outfield, Reese Pullen, Peyton Bryant, and Hunter Reed. On the infield, third base is Malcolm Miller, shortstop Kentrell Beck, second base Trey Ruitt, and first base Ethan Clark, as Ambule swings and misses at the first pitch there. And it is 0-1. The catcher for Shelbyville today, A.J. Stokes, and again on the mound is Colton Bishop. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Well, they're going to say he fouled it off. So it's 0-2 now. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the first inning. Carlinville batting. No score. The Cavies have runners on first and second. Colton Bishop looks in. He has his sign. And he fires from the left side. Pitch high, ball one. Hughes was bluffing a steal there at second base, trying to throw off Bishop a little bit. Waiting on deck for the Cavies is Colton DeLong. A 1-2 pitch on the way to Jake Ambule. Swing and a miss, and he was way out in front of that one, and that's the first out. And they've got the runner at first, hung in between first and second. They're going to fire to third as Hughes is trying to get to third, and he does, as the third baseman Miller can't handle it. So Ambule strikes out, but Hughes and Dixon both advance on the error by the third baseman. And Hughes slid into third base head first, and now he's holding his hand. So they're going to tape it up, it looks like. So both runners advance on the air by the third baseman. It'll be second and third, one out for the Cavies in the bottom of the first. after the strikeout by Jake Ambuehl. Ambuehl homered in Wednesday's semifinal game against Pena. A two-run homer that made it 4-0, and that's all they needed as the Carlinville pitching staff combined to throw a perfect game. That's how they got into this regional championship game. Indeed, they are applying tape to Tucker Hughes' fingers. So he's at third base. Kyle Dixon is at second. And at the plate for the Cavvies is Colton DeLong. He would love to help himself out here. He's the pitcher for today's game. As they continue to work on DeLong, we'll tell you a little bit about some of these hitters. DeLong on the season, a 5.18 hitter. So very good out of the cleanup spot. No home runs on the year. Does have 4 doubles, 16 RBIs. I don't know how long he's been hitting in the cleanup spot. It's hard to strike him out. He's played in 20 games this season. Only 5 strikeouts on the year. Also 10 walks. Talking about an on-base percentage of .611 for DeLong. An OPS of .1200. So a phenomenal year. Really all around for this Cavvies team. The pitching has been good. The lineup has been good. The defense has been tight. It's been a banner year for the Carlinville Cavvies, and their record shows 21-2 coming into this regional championship game. But Shelbyville also have played quite a few games. They are 21-11, so a pair of 20-win teams matching up here in this regional championship game as the coaches continue to work on Hughes right in front of the mound. And they are finished, and we are ready to resume play here in this bottom of the first inning. Again, no score between Shelbyville and Carlinville in the bottom of the first, but the Cavvies are threatening. They have runners on second and third, only one down, and Colton DeLong is the batter. DeLong bats from the right side. Bishop has a sign. He fires a pitch in the dirt for a ball. And it's 1-0. I think DeLong was motioning for his runner to advance, but he didn't realize there at second and third, and the ball bounced right in front of home plate. The 1-0 pitch to DeLong catches the bottom part of the zone. It's 1-1. One strikeout so far for Colton Bishop on the mound for Shelbyville in this bottom of the first inning. The 1-1 pitch to DeLong is grounded back up the middle. The second baseman, Ruitt, has it. He fires the first for the first out, or excuse me, for the second out of the inning. But it is going to drive in the first run of the game of the RBI ground out by Colton DeLong. He's retired 4-3, and with 2 outs, that'll bring up Chris Griffith with a runner on third. And Bishop will pitch from the windup. He winds and fires, and it's strike one. 14 pitches so far today in this bottom of the first for Colton Bishop. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking pitch goes inside and misses the plate. It's 1-1. Our schedule for sectional week to be determined. We do not know when our broadcast will be. And there's a pitch that catches the bottom part of the zone, and it is 1-2 now on Chris Griffith. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Griffith from Bishop. Breaking pitch catches the outside part of the zone. And the Cavvies are retired, but they do score a run, and after one inning of play, our score is Carlinville 1, Shelbyville 0. We'll be right back with the second here on WSMI right after these messages. Leading off in the top of the second inning for Shelbyville will be Ethan Clark, followed by Colton Bishop and A.J. Stokes. If anybody can reach, it'll be Hunter Reed coming to bat here in the top of the second inning. Clark, a left-handed hitter for Shelbyville. Carlinville leading 1-0 as Shelbyville bats in the top of the second. The first pitch to Clark is high for ball one. A 16-pitch first inning for Colton DeLong. That one is high. It's 2-0 now on Ethan Clark, who's at first base today for the Rams. There's another one that's low, and it's 3-0 to Ethan Clark. Carlinville pitching did not allow a base runner in that semifinal against Pena. Looking to keep that streak going, but there's a 4-pitch walk to Ethan Clark to lead off the top of the second inning. So for the first time in I don't know how many innings, a base runner has reached against this Carlinville defense. Now we're going to have a courtesy runner for Shelbyville as Ethan Clark will come off. Replacing him on the base paths will be Mason Miller. So Colton Bishop, now the pitcher for Shelbyville, will bat with a runner on first, nobody out here in the top of the second inning. The Cavvies lead 1-0 after an inning of play in this Class 2A Pena Regional Championship game. Colton DeLong on the mound for the Cavvies. He has his sign, and a bunt attempt has popped up straight back, but not going to be in time for Tucker Hughes to reach it, and it's semi-eventful strike number one to Colton Bishop. Long checking on the runner over at first, giving him a long look. Now he has his sign, and he fires on the way to Bishop. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2 now. DeLong may not be used to pitching out of the stretch. Hasn't done it in a while. He has his sign, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss, and three straight strikes to Colton Bishop. Brings the first out of the inning. Now that'll bring up the catcher, A.J. Stokes, for the Rams. He bats with a runner on first and one down. Griffith holding the runner, Miller, on at first base. The first pitch is a high fly ball into center field. Ambule moving over to his right, and he makes the catch, and the runner did not tag out, and they're going to tag up, and they are going to double him off. And a base running mistake there by Mason Miller turns into a double play for the Cavvy defense. That's a mistake as he was running all the way. He hesitated before he reached second base, then he rounded it as the play was caught in center field. So a double play to end the scoring threat for Shelbyville. We head to the bottom of the second inning. After 1.5, it's Carlinville 1, Shelbyville nothing. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from beautiful Pena High School on this regional championship Saturday, where the Carlinville Cavaliers come to bat in the bottom of the second inning, leading Shelbyville by a score of 1-0. Leading off for the Cavvies is Lonnie Rosentrader. He's followed by Aiden Taberzi and then Sam Tiemann. As the first pitch is outside for ball one to Rosentrader. If anybody can reach, it'll be Aiden Noggle. So the 6, 7, and 8 hitters to lead off here for Carlinville in the second. There's a pitch that's low, and it's 2-0 now to Rosentrader. Colton Bishop, 2 strikeouts in that first inning. Also a hit batter, no walks so far. As there's a pitch that's high, and it's 3-0 now to the Cavvy shortstop. The pitch, as Rosentrader shows bunt, and I think it threw him off just enough. A leadoff walk to Lonnie Rosentrader, the first walk allowed by Colton Bishop. And the Cavvies have their leadoff man on for the second straight inning. That'll bring up Aiden Taberzi, the Cavvy third baseman today. Carlinville looking for their first regional championship in a few years. Exactly how many? I'll have that for you in just a second, as there's a strike called to Taberzi. It's 0-1. Colton Bishop has his sign, and he fires the 0-1 pitch as the runner going. Taberzi swings and misses, so it's 0-2, but the ball got away from the catcher Stokes, but Rosentrader could not advance past second base, so a stolen base to Rosentrader. Count now 0-2 on Aiden Taberzi. Bishop looks at second base. He winds and he fires. There's a pitch high, and it's ball one. The last regional championship for Carlinville came back in 2013. Coach Logan Ridenour was the leader of that team. As Taberzi lines this one just past the outstretched glove of the second baseman, Ruitt, and they're going to wave the runner in home, and the second run of the game scores for Carlinville after the RBI single. A good piece of hitting by Aiden Taberzi. Beautiful piece of hitting, and it just got past Trey Ruitt, who was diving to try and make that play at second base. And now that brings up Sam Tiemann, for the Cavvies. With a runner on first, still nobody out in the bottom of the second. Our score, 2-0. Carlinville leads. Bishop has his sign, and he fires as the bunt is shown by Tiemann. It's a good one. They're going to fire the second, and they will throw past as the four throws, the throw forces the shortstop off of second base. So an error on the catcher allows everybody to reach safely. Taberzi advances the second, and Tiemann reaches first base. Now we're going to have a word here at the mound. Infield coming in. Everyone gathering infield defense for Shelbyville. So let's reset things. Sam Tiemann was attempting the sacrifice bunt there. It was a good one. A.J. Stokes had time to get the runner at second base, but he threw the ball wide, and it pulled the shortstop off of second base. And the runner, Taberzi was safe at second. Tiemann was able to reach first base on the error as well. So Carlinville with runners on first and second. Still nobody out here in the bottom of the second inning. One run home this inning. They lead Shelbyville by a score of 2-0. And batting for the Cavvies is Aiden Noggle. He's a pretty dangerous hitter out of the ninth place spot. He'll show bunt, and he'll bunt it off to the side and foul. Waiting on deck is Tucker Hughes in the top of the order. If Noggle doesn't hit into the rare triple play, which I don't think he will, but you never know. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Bishop to Noggle as the defenders charging in, and it's high, it's 1-1. We thank you for listening to our third regional championship of three today. You've heard a softball championship and a Class 1A baseball championship already. A 1-1 pitch showing bunt, and it's low. It's 2-1 now. Doing whatever they can to throw Colton Bishop off on the mound, and it's working as Bishop doesn't necessarily have all of his composure here. He has his sign. And the 2-1 pitch on the way to the Cavvy second baseman. Showing bunt again. This one is good. He gets it down to the first baseman. Clark has it and fires to the second baseman at first for the first out of the inning. So the sacrifice is successful, 3-4, but the runners do advance to second and third. Small ball worked to perfection there. Only one out, runners on second and third, and the top of the order coming up for the Cavvies in Tucker Hughes, who led off the bottom of the first with a double. First pitch on the way from Bishop to Hughes. Swing and a miss, and it's strike one. Already over 20 pitches, nearing 30 pitches in this ballgame for Colton Bishop. 0-1 pitch, low and away, 4-1. Shelbyville Rams against the Carlinville Cavaliers in this 2A regional championship game from Pena High School. The 1-1 pitch to Tucker Hughes is a ground ball pass. The diving second baseman, Trey Ruitt, into right field for a 2-RBI single as both runners come in to score. Hughes, meanwhile, advances to second on the throw home. 2 RBIs by Tucker Hughes makes this a 4-0 ball game. What a piece of hitting by Tucker Hughes, and it's still not over as the runner's on second, still only one down. Tucker Hughes hitting it where he needs to, and now the pitch to Dixon, off-speed pitch, and it's 0-1. Dixon out in front of that one. Hughes waiting at second base. 4-0, Carlinville leading here in the bottom of the second. The 0-1 pitch to Dixon. Off-speed pitch, and it's held up by Dixon. It's 1-1 now. Only one out here in this bottom of the first. The 1-1 pitch on the way from Colton Bishop to Kyle Dixon is low for ball two. Hughes bluffing a steal over there at second base. Second baseman Ruett trying to hold him close at second. Now the pitch to Dixon. He checked his swing. No, he did not. They're going to say he went around, and it's 2-2 now on Kyle Dixon. Sam Mell, the head coach of the Shelbyville Rams, Don Borgini for the Carbonville Cavaliers. The 2-2 pitch to Kyle Dixon outside, and it's 3-2. Colton Bishop pitching while in trouble right now here in the bottom of the second inning. Three runs home already in this inning. It's a 4-0 lead for Carbonville in the bottom of the second. 3-2 pitch is high for ball four, and he lost it. Oh, they're going to say he called it strike. It looked like it was high, but it's a called strike three to Kyle Dixon for the second out of the inning. And a late strike call at that. But nevertheless, it's two outs now for Jake Ambule, who struck out in the first inning. The first pitch to Ambule here popped up on the infield. It'll go out of play for strike one. Ambule 0 for 1 on the day. He's a .440 hitter on the season, 4 home runs, 10 doubles, 35 RBIs. Good season as he hits a high fly ball into left center field. Long way to go for Peyton Bryant. Diving attempt by the left fielder, Pullen can't come up with it, and it's going to be another RBI single. Off the bat, this time off of Jake Ambule. Almost made the catch, did Reese Pullen in left field as he was shifted a little bit, but he couldn't get there in time, and it's an RBI single, so another run comes in. It's 5-0, Carlinville leading here in the bottom of the second, and head coach Sam Mell will have a mound with his Shelbyville Rams. And it's going to be a pitching change as Colton Bishop's day is done after an inning and two-thirds. He strikes out two, walks one, and hits one batter, so we'll have a pitching change, and we'll take a break here. You're listening to WSMI, the 2A Pena Regional Championship game between Carlinville and Shelbyville. The Cavies lead 5-0. We're right back after this. A pitching change for Shelbyville here in the bottom of the second inning. After Carlinville scores four runs in the inning, they lead 5-0. The new pitcher for the Rams is Malcolm Miller, and he fires strike one to Colton DeLong. So Colton Bishop's day is done after an inning and two-thirds. He's responsible for Ambule at first base. He threw 42 pitches today. There's a ground ball to the shortstop, Beck. He has it, and he steps on second for the third out of the inning. But the damage is done as the Cavies score four in the second. We head to the top of the third. It's Carlinville 5, Shelbyville 0. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. Leading off in the top of the third inning for the Shelbyville Rams will be Hunter Reed. It'll be followed by Noah Trimble and then Peyton Bryant. So the 7, 8, 9 hitters in the Rams order as a ball one to Reed starts this top of the third. Cavies lead 5-0. They scored one in the first and four in the second. 1-0 pitch to Reed. A swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 1-1. 26 pitches so far for Colton DeLong in this game. There's a high fastball, goes to the backstop, now 2-1. He's thrown a couple of those today. We're very high. Waiting on deck for Shelbyville, the designated hitter, Noah Trimble. Pitch that just misses the bottom part of the zone. It's now 3-1 on Hunter Reed. Reed, the right fielder today, started the day at right field. He's now at third base. After the pitching change, there's a ground ball down the right field line. Foul, and it's 3-1 now. The 3-2 pitch on the way from Colton DeLong to Hunter Reed. Just got a piece, and we'll do it again. Colton DeLong so far, 4 strikeouts in today's game. He struck out the side in the first inning as there's a ground ball past the diving second baseman for the first hit of the game for Shelbyville. A leadoff single for Hunter Reed. And that's the second straight inning that Shelbyville has had their leadoff man on. Noggle gave it every effort he could, all the effort he could, but was too far gone. So leadoff single for Hunter Reed brings up Noah Trimble, a lefty batting in the eighth spot. And this one's in the dirt. Goes to the backstop, and Reed's going to make his way to second base on ball one. Waiting on deck is Peyton Bryant for the Rams. Noah Trimble, the designated hitter, hitting for Trey Ruitt, who's the second baseman for Shelbyville. Runner at second after the pass ball. Pitch is a ball. It's 2-0. No score for Shelbyville. 5 runs for Carlinville here in the top of the third inning. The 2-0 pitch to Trimble from DeLong. Long hesitation, now the fire, and a 3-0 pitch now as that one is high and away. We will follow Carlinville into the Pleasant Plains sectional if they can hold on to this lead today. The 3-0 pitch to Trimble, down the middle, called strike one. Shelbyville will need to spark a rally here. They trail by 5. A swing and a miss, and it's 3-2 now. So Trimble was ahead 3-0. It's now 3-2, and the pitch is high for ball 4. So Colton DeLong walks his second batter of the game. Also walks his second batter of the regional. And now that'll bring up Peyton Bryant, who's the center fielder for the Rams today. We're going to have a courtesy runner for the Rams again, as Trimble's going to make his way off the field. Running for him will be Leo Logue. So Leo Logue running at first base for Noah Trimble, as the first two batters for Shelbyville have reached here in the top of the third inning. The ninth place hitter, Peyton Bryant, steps to the plate for the Rams. 5-0 Carlinville leading here in the top of the third. First pitch to Bryant, who shows bunt, is fouled straight back and out of play for strike one. The pitch is bunted to the third baseman. That's Taberzi. He has it. Got to be quick. He fires, and he beats it out. That's going to be an infield single, as I don't think they were going to get him either way. So a bunt single by Peyton Bryant loads the bases for Shelbyville here in the top of the third, and the top of the order coming to bat for the Rams. Malcolm Miller, who struck out swinging in his first plate appearance. Bats with nowhere to put him, nobody out. Bases loaded in the top of the third. Shelbyville could use some runs here. The first pitch to the new Shelbyville pitcher is DeLong, and they're going to call timeout. Is DeLong just holding, taking his time by design? The bases loaded for Shelbyville here in the top of the third. Here's the pitch to Miller. It is called strike one. Caught the bottom part of the zone. The 0-1 pitch to Miller. Low for ball two. Ball one. 1-1 the count on the Shelbyville pitcher. Swing and a miss by Miller. It's 1-2 now. DeLong has a lot of work to do to work out of this jam, but a good start right now. Bases loaded. Nobody out. And he's got a 1-2 count on Malcolm Miller. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out. So there's one down as Miller strikes out for the second time today. It's the fifth strikeout. Fifth strikeout for Colton DeLong. And it brings up Reese Pullen, who also struck out in that first inning. First pitch he sees is high for ball one. Carlinville will play the winner of Maroa Forsyth in and Pleasant Plains. There's another one high. It's 2-0 now to Pullen. Nowhere to put him if you're Colton DeLong. 2-0 the count. Bases loaded. Top of the third inning. And now Tucker Hughes and Don Borgini, for that matter, going to have a word with Colton DeLong on the mound. Bases are loaded for Shelbyville in the top of the third inning. One out for the Rams, who trail Carlinville 5-0. As Don Borgini has a conversation with his entire infield on the mound, the batter is Reese Pullen, who has worked a 2-0 count so far. Waiting on deck is Kentrell Beck. Pullen 0-for-1 on the day with a strikeout. Part of that 1-2-3 first inning in which Colton DeLong struck out the side. DeLong on the day, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks, has not hit anybody. Also, so far, has not allowed any runs. He was perfect, 1 of 3 pitchers to combine for a perfect game in the regional semifinal against Pena. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Reese Pullen. Down the middle, called strike one. Already into the 40s in his pitch count is Colton DeLong. The 2-1 pitch to Pullen. Swing and a miss, and it's 2-2 now. Good response after the conversation by Colton DeLong. The 2-2 pitch, he has his sign, and he fires. Low for ball 3. Still nowhere to put him. 3-2 pitch, bases loaded. On the way to Reese Pullen, he just gets a piece to stay alive. Shelbyville looking for their first run of the game. They trail 5-0 here in the top of the third inning, but they have the bases loaded, only one out. The 3-2 pitch to Reese Pullen is high for ball 4, and he gets an RBI after the bases loaded walk. So it's 5-1 now. And it'll be Kentrell Beck for the Rams, who struck out in the first inning. The third walk allowed by Colton DeLong in this ballgame. First pitch to Beck is high for ball 1. All of a sudden, the tying run, by the way, at the plate for Shelbyville, who trail 5-1. If my math is correct, I believe it is. I'm sitting next to a mathematician. Beck calls timeout. Now he steps back into the batter's box. The 1-0 pitch on the way to the Shelbyville shortstop. Inside for ball 2. DeLong had a quick first couple of innings, was bailed out by a double play, a base running mistake by the Rams in the second inning, but now he's worked himself into trouble here in the third. 2-0 pitch to Beck is inside for ball 3. And he might be gassed already. He's up over 50 pitches. The 3-0 pitch on the way to Kentrell Beck. Called strike 1. Bases loaded for Shelbyville. 1 down. 3-1 pitch, a swung and miss by Beck, and it's now 3-2. The 3-2 pitch as DeLong has his sign, and he fires on the way to Kentrell Beck. Popped up, foul, and we'll do it again. 5 strikeouts today so far for Colton DeLong. He could use one here. He also has 3 walks. 3-2 pitch to Beck. Ground ball down the third baseline. Foul, just foul, just foul. As that was close. The umpire emphatically signaling foul as everyone was coming around to score. So a couple runners will have to go back to their bases. He was on it. He called foul immediately. I don't think anybody just heard him right away. So a very loud, inconsequential play. 3-2 is the count to Kentrell Beck. Base is loaded here in the top of the third inning. Shelbyville trailing 5-1. But the tying run is at the plate for the Rams and Kentrell Beck. 3-2 is the count. Colton DeLong looking into his battery mate Hughes. He has the sign and he fires. High for ball 4, so walks another batter and the ball goes to the backstop meanwhile, but the runners will each advance 90 feet. As Colton DeLong walks in another run, and Don Borgini going to have a conversation with his pitcher DeLong, and this may be it for DeLong on the day. Indeed it is. So we've got a pitching change for Carlinville. We'll step aside and recap things right after these messages on WSMI. So Kyle Dixon comes on in relief of Colton DeLong here in the top of the third inning, inheriting a jam. The bases are loaded for Shelbyville, only one out. The Rams have already scored 2 runs in this inning as the first pitch by Dixon to Ethan Clark is low for ball 1. 5-2, Carlinville with the lead. The tying run is at first base for Shelbyville. The 1-0 pitch is called strike 1. It's 1-1 now. On the day for Colton DeLong, who's responsible for all three base runners, he had five strikeouts, four walks, through 56 pitches through two and a third innings, and a swing and a miss by Clark, and it's 1-2 now. 1-2 pitch on the way from Kyle Dixon to Ethan Clark is lined into right field. It drops for a base hit. One run will score, and that might be all as the runners had to hold up. And now the second run will score, and two runs have scored to make it a one-run ball game. All of a sudden, Carlinville, who had a 5-0 lead, is only leading 5-4 now. The RBI single by Ethan Clark. A big time for that one. The runner at first, Beck, advanced to third on the play. It's 5-4, still in the top of the third inning, still only one out. Now Colton Bishop, the batter. There's a strike called to Bishop, who started the game on the mound today. Dixon, this one is popped up off to the left side of the field. DeLong coming in, makes a diving catch for the second out. And that'll be it, as Beck cannot advance on the play, as it was too shallow to advance. So Bishop has retired F7, and that'll bring up A.J. Stokes, the ninth place hitter in this inning, or excuse me, the ninth hitter to hit in this inning. Now batting 4, Stokes, the catcher today, has to take off his equipment. He bats with a runner on third, first and third, I should say, and two down, as Dixon's pitch is low. 4-1. Dixon has his sign in the pitch. Line drive into right field. That's going to go hooking. It is a fair ball, and the game is tied after the RBI single by A.J. Stokes. RBI single drives in Kentrell Beck. Ethan Clark advances to second on the play, so the Rams still threatening. We've got a brand new ball game here in the top of the third. 5-5 our score between Carlinville and Shelbyville. Cavies had a 5-0 lead, and that has evaporated here in the top of the third, as Hunter Reed now fouls this one off for strike one. Reed led off this inning with a single and came around to score. And that will end the day officially for Colton DeLong. All of his inherited runners have scored. All of the runners he was responsible, I should say, have scored, as there's a pitch that's low for ball one. The count now 1-1 to Hunter Reed. There's a ground ball foul, and it's 1-2 now. So Kyle Dixon now a strike away from getting out of this with a tie ball game. The Cavies led 5-0 coming into the game. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and the side is retired. But Shelbyville answers with 5 runs in the top of the third. And as we go to the bottom of the third, brand new ball game, Carlinville-Shelbyville tied at 5. We're right back after these messages. David Jenkins back with you here from Payne High School, where we head to the bottom of the third inning in a 5-5 game between Carlinville and Shelbyville in this regional championship game. Leading off for the Cavies will be Chris Griffith. He's followed by Lonnie Rosentrader and then Aiden Taberzi. On the mound is Malcolm Miller, who fires ball one high to Griffith, and we are underway in the third. Griffith 0-1 with a strikeout today. That one is called strike one. The 1-1 pitch from Miller to Griffith. Outside for ball two. Swing and a miss by Griffith, and his count now even, 2-2. Brand new ball game. Cavies jumped out to a 5-0 lead. It's 5-5 after the Rams answer with 5 in the top of the third, and Chris Griffith strikes out looking there for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Lonnie Rosentrader, who has a walk and a run scored in today's game. First pitch called strike one to Rosentrader. 0-1. Carlinville would like to answer with some runs here in this inning. And Miller working quickly, and it's 1-1 after the ball there. Miller came on in relief of Colton Bishop, who did not fare well today at all for the Rams. on the mound as there's another ball, and it's 3-1 now. Or 2-1, rather, to Lonnie Rosentrater. There's a pitch that's low, and it's 3-1 now. Now it's 3-1 to Rosentrater, the shortstop today for the Cavvies. Already walked once today. He'd love to work a second walk here. 3-1 pitch. Low for ball four as the catcher drops the ball. So a one-out base runner for the Cavvies gives Carlinville life. And Aiden Taberzi will step to the plate. He had an RBI single in the second inning. He bats from the left side, looks to his third base coach for the signs, and he has it. Miller now working from the stretch, has his sign and fires, swinging a miss by Taberzi for strike one. Three strikeouts by Shelbyville pitching on the day so far. One by Malcolm Miller that came just a moment ago. The 0-1 pitch to Taberzi is high for ball one. Carlinville would advance to the Pleasant Plains sectional if they can win this ball game. Shelbyville obviously would advance to that sectional as well. The winner of this game plays the winner of the Maroa Forsyth Pleasant Plains game, which is being played today. As there's another one that's high, it's 2-1. Pleasant Plains, of course, won the state championship in Class 2A just a few years ago. And they get to host the sectional. The 2-1 pitch, there's a ground ball to the right side, past the second baseman, He fires to first for the second out of the inning. Taberzi retired 4-3. The Rosentrater does advance to second on the play as the ground ball was too slow for any play at second. And with two outs and a runner on second, Sam Tiemann will bat. Tiemann 0-for-1 on the day. There's a pitch that's high for ball one. Not 0-for-1, hitless I should say, 0-for-0, because it was a sacrifice attempt in which there was an error on the play. So no at bat. As there's another ball that's high, it's 2-0 now. Tiemann did come around to score in that second inning, one of the five Carlinville runs. Cavvies with a runner on second, two outs here in the bottom of the third. There's a pitch, misses the zone. It's 3-0 now to the Cavvy right fielder. Waiting on deck is Aiden Noggle. If Tiemann can extend this inning, two outs in the bottom of the third. Pitch is called inside. It's a four-pitch walk to Sam Tiemann. Gives the Cavvies some life for Aiden Noggle. Noggle, a sacrifice in the second inning. So no official at-bats on the day. The first pitch to Noggle here is called strike one. Waiting on deck is Tucker Hughes, who has a pair of hits today. They'd love to get him to the plate. The 0-1 pitch, 0-2 now. Runners on first and second for Carlinville. Bottom of the third inning. The 1-2 pitch. 0-2 pitch, I should say. Called ball one. Umpires kind of hearing it from both sides here in this regional championship game. The 1-2 pitch to Noggle. Line drive into left field. That's going to drop for a hit. They're going to wave the runner in. The Cavvies have the lead back after the two-out RBI single by Aiden Noggle. And Noggle is fired up at second base. RBI double, I should say. As he doubles home the go-ahead run for the moment here in the bottom of the third. It's a 6-5 Cavvy lead. And Tucker Hughes coming to the bat with the plate with a pair of runners in scoring position. Hughes halfway to the cycle today. He's doubled and scored in the first and singled and scored in the second. His third at bat coming here in the third inning. He lines this one into right field. It's dropping, drops in for a base hit. Here comes the one run. Here comes the second. A two RBI single by Tucker Hughes extends the Cavvies' lead. Both runners score, and what was a 5-5 game is now an 8-5 game for Carlinville after scoring three here in the bottom of the third inning. Carlinville led 5-0. Shelbyville scored five in the third to tie it, and now Carlinville answers with three to make it 8-5. And Kyle Dixon will bat, and Hughes is stealing second. The throw down is not in time as Hughes steals second cleanly. Malcolm Miller in trouble a bit here. Pitch was called a ball to Kyle Dixon. So Dixon, the 1-0 pitch is lined into center field, right center field. Bryant going back, they're going back. Extra bases, it goes to the wall, and Hughes scores. Dixon hustling for third, having trouble getting it to the cutoff man. Dixon's going to head home. Dixon will score. Kyle Dixon. The center fielder had trouble getting the ball at the fence, and Kyle Dixon never stopped running. So we'll call it a triple and a run scored with an error on the center fielder. I reserve the right to change my mind later in the game and score that an inside the park home run, but right now I'm going to rule it a triple and scoring on the error by the outfielders. So 10-5 now is the lead, and we've got another pitching change for Shelbyville. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. So Hunter Reed is the new pitcher today for the Shelbyville Rams, the third pitcher of the afternoon, as Jake Ambuhl is now the batter after Carlinville has scored five runs in this bottom of the third to reclaim the lead, 10-5. And the first pitch to Ambuhl here is low for ball one. That one is called strike one now. We've officially changed the scoring on that Kyle Dixon hit to an inside-the-park home run. Again, 10-5, Carlinville leads, and Ambuhl, a nice hop, ground ball to second base, and Ruitt fires for the third out of the inning. But Carlinville scores five in the bottom of the third. We head to the top of the fourth. It's Cavies 10, Shelbyville 5. We'll be right back with the fourth here on WSMI after these messages. 10-5, Carlinville leading as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Leading off for Shelbyville will be Noah Trimble. He's followed by Peyton Bryant, and then back to the top of the order in Malcolm Miller. The Cavies scored one run in the first and four in the second to lead 5-0. Shelbyville scored five runs in the top of the third to tie it at five, and then Carlinville answered with five of their own to grab a 10-5 lead as we head to the top of the fourth inning. Kyle Dixon, the second pitcher of the day on the mound for the Cavies. He is at 12 pitches so far in this ballgame. Leading off is Noah Trimble, and the first pitch from Dixon to Trimble is outside for ball one. Trimble walked and scored in that eventful third inning in the 1-0 pitch, high for ball two. We've seen Shelbyville score in bunches already once today. We'll see if they can do it again. Cavies lead 10-5 in the fourth. The 2-0 pitch to Trimble. Swing and a miss. It's 2-1. Carlinville crowd back into it after that bottom of the third. Things looked bleak for a moment, but now hopeful again. The 2-1 pitch. High, and it's 3-1. Waiting on deck is Peyton Bryant. Dixon steps off the back of the mound, compose himself. He looks into Hughes behind the plate. He has a sign, and he fires the 3-1 pitch. Called outside, it's ball four. A leadoff walk to Noah Trimble. Shake it off, Kyle. You can do it, buddy. And Peyton Bryant, who singled and scored, comes to the plate with a runner on first, nobody out, as Dixon takes a few steps away. And another courtesy runner here for Shelbyville. Trimble jogs off. It'll be Trey Ruitt, who is the second baseman today. Ruitt, being designated hit for by Noah Trimble, replaces him at first base. Dixon taking his time here on the mound, I think maybe waiting for the umpire who stepped aside to mark down the courtesy runner. So Dixon pitching from the stretch. Now he winds and fires to Peyton Bryant, and it is strike one called. Wind picking up here at Pena just a little bit, but it is a beautiful day. It's also blowing that dirt around. The 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. The 0-2 pitch to Peyton Bryant just misses the corner, and it's 1-2. Dixon has a sign. He fires the 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and that's the first out of the inning. Bryant strikes out for the first time today. Now back to the top of the order for the Rams and Malcolm Miller, who's been a strikeout victim twice. First pitch to Miller from Dixon is outside for ball one. Ruitt is over at first base for Shelbyville. The Rams trail Carlinville 10-5 here in the top of the fourth inning. Wind blowing the dust all around the field now. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Miller, called strike one. Waiting on deck is Reese Pullen for Shelbyville. He had an RBI walk in the third inning. Also a strikeout. The 1-1 pitch to Miller. It's called a ball. It's 2-1 now. Dixon holding the runner on first. Now he has a sign. He fires low. It's 3-1. Those free passes will cost you. He's already allowed one walk this inning. And the 3-1 pitch on the way to Malcolm Miller. Swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. Boy, Miller has just not looked comfortable at the plate. Swinging away, stepping away from every pitch. A 3-2 pitch. Just got a piece to foul this one off. Stays alive. We are in the Class 2A Regional Championship game here at Pena High School. Carlinville versus Shelbyville. The Cavvies lead 10-5. They led 5-0 after 2, and we're going to have a conversation between Don Borgini and the home plate umpire. Not quite sure what this is about. Not sure what that was about. So we'll resume play. So the 3-2 pitch on the way to Malcolm Miller, swing and a miss, and for the third time today, Malcolm Miller strikes out. That's also the third strikeout of the day for Kyle Dixon. And with two outs now, that'll bring up Reese Pullen. Pullen, a walk and a run scored today, also has struck out. First pitch he sees here in the dirt, 4-1. Ten to five, Carlinville leading here in the top of the fourth inning. There's a one that's low. It's 2-0. 2-0 to Pullen. Waiting on deck, Kentrell Beck for the Rams. If Pullen can extend the inning. 2-0 pitch to Pullen in the dirt, and it's 3-0 now. And the runner at first, as Hughes was having a hard time locating the ball, not able to advance to second base. I wonder if Dixon may be running out of gas here. He dealt with an arm injury this season that limited his pitching ability. Or his pitching stamina, more so than anything. 3-0 pitch on the way to Reese Pullen down the middle, called strike one. The 3-1 pitch on the way from Dixon to Pullen is outside and low for a two-out walk. The second time Pullen has walked today, and that'll bring up Kentrell Beck, who also has walked, to extend this inning. Ruitt, the courtesy runner for Trimble, advances to second on the walk. Shelbyville just trying to chip away at that Carlinville lead. The first pitch is called strike one. Waiting on deck, Ethan Clark for the Rams. 10-5, Carlinville leading in the top of the fourth inning. Shelbyville at bat. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and a fire down to first, and they did not get him. Just got back in time, did Reese Pullen. So the count is 0-2 on Kentrell Beck, with runners on first and second, and two outs. Dixon has a sign. He fires the 0-2 pitch. A foul ball off to the right side and out of play. Beck trying to extend the inning. The 0-2 pitch. In the dirt, ball gets away and the runners will each advance 90 feet. And it's 1-2 now on Kentrell Beck. Two outs, runners on second and third for the Rams. 10-5, Carlinville leads. The 1-2 pitch to Beck. High for ball two. Dixon has been a little wild here in this inning. He's on in relief of Colton DeLong. The 2-2 pitch. Foul tip, and he could not hang on, could Tucker Hughes, and we will do it again. Not sure if Hughes came up hurt or if he was just frustrated that he couldn't hang on. But nevertheless, we will do it again. The count 2-2 on Kentrell Beck with runners on second and third for Shelbyville. As Dixon's going to step away a little bit while the wind has picked up and is blowing the dust around. Now he steps back on the mound. He's ready. 2-2 pitch on the way to the Rams shortstop. Ground ball right back to the pitcher. Dixon has it. He'll toss to first, and the side is retired. So Kyle Dixon pitches out of a little jam there. And after 3.5 innings of play, our score is Carlinville 10, Shelbyville 5. We're back with the bottom of the fourth after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you from Pena High School. We're in this Class 2A regional championship game between Carlinville and Shelbyville. The Cavies lead the Rams 10-5 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. Leading off for the Cavies will be Colton DeLong. He is 0-2 on the day, and the first pitch he sees is ball one. Ground ball past the third baseman into left field for a leadoff single for Colton DeLong. Starts this bottom of the fourth inning. That'll bring up Chris Griffith. Cavies would like to extend this lead. As we saw already once today, 5 runs, not enough. Cavies led 5-0. And then Shelbyville came back to tie it at 5. Then Carlinville immediately answered with 5 more of their own. That's where we stand, 10-5. Pitch by Reed, swing and a miss by Griffith, and it's 0-1. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Hunter Reed to Chris Griffith with a runner on first, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth. Low for ball one. This is the third pitcher of the day for Shelbyville is Hunter Reed. In relief of Colton Bishop, who started. And then Malcolm Miller, who came on in relief, as that was an awkward throw over to first base. The runner is back in safely. So 1-1 the count on Chris Griffith. Miller has his sign, and he fires. Breaking pitch is grounded weakly to the third baseman. Miller has it, fires to first for the first out of the inning. But DeLong does advance to second on the play. And Griffith is retired 5-3. And that'll bring up Lonnie Rosentrater, who has walked twice and scored twice. Rosentrater got the rally going in the third inning. Also got the rally going in the second inning. First pitch he sees here in the fourth is popped up on the infield, straight back and out of play for strike one. Hunter Reed on the mound for Shelbyville. Now a check on the runner at second, and he's back in safely. Aiden Taberze waiting on deck for the Cavies. Lonnie Rosentrater at the plate. 10-5, Carlinville the lead. Runner on second. Line drive, base hit into left field. They're going to wave in the runner to long. The ball gets by the left fielder, and DeLong scores easily on the base hit by Lonnie Rosentrader. Give him an RBI, and it extends the lead to 6, 11-5. This officially the largest lead of the day for the Cavvies, 11-6, and Aiden Taberzi to bat now with one down. He bats from the left side. He has a hit and an RBI today, and he sees strike one here. He's also got a ground out. Reed, looking into his battery mate Stokes, has his sign and the pitch. Fouled off to the left side, out of play. 0-2 now to Aiden Taberzi. Runner on first for Carlinville after the RBI single by Lonnie Rosentrader. 11-6, the Cavvies lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning of this regional championship game from Pena. 0-2 pitch to Taberzi in the dirt, 4-1. Waiting on deck is Sam Thiemann. Reed has his sign, and he fires the 1-2 pitch. Just got a piece. And we'll do it again. Taberzi, 1-for-2 on the day with an RBI single. Now a check on the runner at first. Just back in safely. Clark did not apply the tag. The Rosentrader able to get back into first base. One out here in the bottom of the fourth for Carlinville. The 1-2 pitch just misses outside, and it's 2-2. Carlinville defeated Pena in the regional semifinal to advance to this regional championship. And the pitch in the dirt as the runner is going to steal second base cleanly. The ball gets away, but the runner was already stealing regardless. So Rosentrader advances to second on the stolen base. And the count now full on Aiden Taberzi. There's a ground ball to the shortstop, Beck. He's going to fire to third. They will tag him. Is he safe? He's underneath the tag. As Rosentrader slides underneath the tag, it was a risky play by Beck, and it did not pay off as Taberzi reaches on the fielder's choice. Now Sam Thiemann bats with runners on the corners. We're going to have another mound visit by Sam Mell, head coach of the Shelbyville Rams. We'll see if he makes another pitching change. 11-5, Carlinville leading here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Cavvies with runners on first and third, only one out. Shelbyville coach Sam Mell having a word with his infield at the mound. The batter will be Sam Thiemann, who reached on a sacrifice and an error and scored in the second, and then walked and scored in the third. So he still has no official at-bats today, but does have a pair of runs. There's a ball in left field from one of the fans, as the left fielder is going to jog over and throw it back over the fence. Left fielder tried to throw it back over the fence. It didn't quite make it. So we will reset things as they're going to wait until the ball makes its way over the fence, and it does now. So we are ready to resume play here at Pena. Runners on first and third for Carlinville. Sam Thiemann the batter. One run in this inning already. Carlinville leading Shelbyville 11-5. Hunter Reed on the mound for the Rams, and he'll check on the runner at first instead of pitching. He's back in safely. Sam Thiemann, no official at-bats today, but a pair of runs scored. The first pitch he sees, line drive into left field, base hit. One run will score, and that'll be it, as it's now a 12-6 lead after the RBI single by Sam Thiemann. Taberzi advances to second on the play. So Aiden Noggle now bats, and we're going to have another pitching change by Shelbyville. That's going to be the end of the day for Hunter Reed. We'll step aside. We'll have the pitching change right after these messages on WSMI. Parker Dixon into the ballgame for Shelbyville off the bench. He replaces Hunter Reed on the mound, who moves into left field. Reese Pullen comes in from left to take over at second base, and Trey Ruitt out of the ballgame. So Cavies have runners on first and second. Still only one out here in the bottom of the fourth, and a 12-6 lead. And Aiden Noggle, the batter, he hits a high fly ball down the left field line, just out in front of it, and it's a very loud strike one. Two runs scored already in this fourth inning. It's a 12-6 lead for Carlinville. As the ball finally makes its way back to the pitcher, Dixon at the mound. Noggle with a single and a run scored and a sacrifice in today's game. So one for one on the day. The 0-1 pitch as Dixon peers in, has his sign, and he fires on the way to Noggle. Ground ball foul, and it's 0-2. Tucker Hughes waiting on deck for the Cavies. He is 3-for-3 on the day with two singles and a double. Has also scored three runs. So 12-5, a 7-run lead for for Carlinville here in the bottom of the third inning. I think I said 12-6 a couple of times. It is 12-5. 0-2 pitch on the way to Aiden Noggle. Breaking pitch in the dirt, a good curveball. It's 1-2 now. The fourth pitcher of the day for Shelbyville is Parker Dixon. The 1-2 pitch to Noggle. Just got a piece and we'll do it again. Carlinville has scored plenty of offense today. Outside of the 5-run third inning for Shelbyville, they've done pretty well at keeping the Rams at bay. The 1-2 pitch as Dixon peers in. Now he has a sign. And he fires. This one's high for ball two. Winner of this game will advance to the Pleasant Plains Sectional. The game will be played on Wednesday evening at 6:30. Winner of this one will face the winner of Maroa Forsyth and host school Pleasant Plains. 2-2 pitch is a foul again. Good piece of hitting by Aiden Noggle to keep it alive. If Carlinville can add three more runs in this inning, they could put the mercy rule on for the top half of the fifth. We're in the bottom of the fourth right now. Cavies lead 12-5. They have runners on first and second, only one out. Aiden Noggle at the plate for the Cavies. The 2-2 pitch from Dixon is low and inside, and it's now a full count. Good at bat here by Aiden Noggle. Cavies looking to become regional champions for the first time since 2013. In baseball, that is. The 3-2 pitch to Noggle. High pop fly. That's going to get out of play, and we'll do it again. Oh, I thought it was going to make its way back in. It will not. Three foul balls this at-bat so far. Good at-bat by the Cavies second baseman. Thank you to those listening online, WSMIRadio.com. Our third broadcast of three here on Regional Championship Saturday. You've heard one softball championship already that opened today's broadcast. And then you also heard the Regional Class 1A championship from Nokomis just a moment ago. There's a high fly ball on the infield. Kentrell Beck taking a couple steps back, and he makes the catch for the second out of the inning. And that'll bring up the top of the order in Tucker Hughes, who is 3-for-3 on the day with a pair of singles and a double. He's also scored three runs. Parker Dixon trying to keep the damage at two runs in this inning for Carlinville. Cavies lead 12-5 in the bottom of the fourth. They have runners on first and second. Two outs now. First pitch to Hughes from Dixon is on the way. It's ball outside. A lot of defensive changes here and pitching changes for Shelbyville. Again, Parker Dixon, the fifth pitcher of the day for the Rams. Colton Bishop started the day. He was followed by Malcolm Miller, then Hunter Reed. Now Parker Dixon, who started the day on the bench. The pitch is down the middle for strike one, 1-1 the count. Defensively right now for Shelbyville, in the outfield left to right is Hunter Reed, Peyton Bryant, and Colton Bishop. On the infield, it's Malcolm Miller, Kentrell Beck, Reese Pullen at second, and Ethan Clark at first. A.J. Stokes, the catcher. The 1-1 pitch on the way to Tucker Hughes. Outside and low for ball two. Hughes looking for his fourth hit of the day in four innings. He's hitting every inning so far. A double and a run scored in the first, a single and a run scored in the second, and a single and a run scored in the third. The 2-1 pitch on the way to Tucker Hughes. Breaking pitch stays high, and it's 3-1 now. Can Hughes extend the inning to Dixon? It could potentially load the bases if Dixon's not careful here. Parker Dixon, that is. Could have a Dixon on Dixon matchup. The 3-1 pitch on the way to Tucker Hughes. Swing and a miss, and it's 3-2. Good pitch there by Parker Dixon. Three and two is the count. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Runners on first and second for Carlinville. The Cavies lead 12-5. The 3-2 pitch to Tucker Hughes from Parker Dixon. Swing and a miss, and the side is retired. But the Cavies do score a pair, and as we head to the top of the fifth inning, it's Carlinville 12, Shelbyville 5. We'll be right back with the fifth here on WSMI after these messages. We head to the top of the fifth inning with Shelbyville coming to bat, trailing Carlinville 12-5. Leading off for the Rams will be Ethan Clark. He's followed by Colton Bishop and A.J. Stokes. If anybody can reach, it'll be Hunter Reed. Clark on the day, a walk, and a single. Kyle Dixon still on the mound in relief for Carlinville. Colton DeLong started today's game. Pitch that is high for ball one. Dixon started the day in left field. 1-0 pitch is outside. It's 2-0. Shelbyville needs a little bit of a rally to get back into this game. They've done it already once today. The 2-0 pitch to Clark. Outside. No, on the corner they called it. It's 2-1. Based on my angle, I have a hard time seeing which pitches are outside or inside. Is there a blooper? Is it going to be caught? It will not. Out just past the outstretched glove of Aiden Noggle for a leadoff single by Ethan Clark. Very softly hit off to the right side, and Noggle didn't have enough time to get over there. And now Colton Bishop bats. He's 0-2 on the day. 12-5, Cavies leading in the top of the fifth inning. First pitch to Bishop, called strike one. Winner advances to the Pleasant Plains sectional to take on either Pleasant Plains or more Moroa Forsyth. As there's a pitch outside for ball one, it's 1-1. Clark is at first base for Shelbyville. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Bishop. Big swing and a miss, and it's 1-2 now. Very long swing by Colton Bishop. Dixon fires, swing and a miss by Bishop, and that's the first out of the inning. The fourth strikeout of the day for Kyle Dixon. And now A.J. Stokes to bat. Stokes 1-2 on the day. He singled and was stranded and then hit into a fly ball double play. As there's strike one as he fouls that one off. Waiting on deck is Hunter Reed. There's a pop-up off to the right side, and out of play, it's 0-2. Stokes aggressive in this at-bat. Last two hitters for Carlinville being aggressive. Dixon has a sign, and he fires inside for ball one. Colton DeLong started the day. He had five strikeouts, four walks, allowed five runs. Kyle Dixon has not allowed a run yet, and there's a ball inside. It's 2-2. Dixon has four strikeouts on the day, only one walk. He fires the 2-2 pitch inside and high to A.J. Stokes as that one got away, and the count now full on the Shelbyville catcher as Dixon has to step away a little bit to try and calm himself down. He looks into Hughes. He has his sign, and he fires the 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts, the 10th of the day for Carnarvonville pitching, 5th for Kyle Dixon. And with two down now, Hunter Reed will bat. Reed looking to extend the inning. After the leadoff single, there's a swing and a miss by Reed, and it's 0-1. Ethan Clark led off the inning with a single, and since then, back-to-back strikeouts for the Rams hitters. The 0-1 pitch, high for ball one. Carlinville 21-2 on the season, led by head coach Don Borgini. Shelbyville 21-11, as there's a pitch right down central called strike two, and it's 1-2 to Hunter Reed. This could be a fairly easy inning for Kyle Dixon if he can fire a strike here. The pitch just got a piece of it, and we'll do it again. One and two the count on Hunter Reed, who is now the left fielder. Just missed the outside corner. It's 2-2 now. I'm sorry, Hunter Reed is the left fielder today for Shelbyville. So many defensive changes for Shelbyville. Hard time keeping track. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. And Tucker Hughes tries to tag him out, and he does at the last minute. So he strikes out the side, does Kyle Dixon, and we'll head to the bottom of the 5th inning with Carlinville leading Shelbyville by 7. We're right back after these messages on WSMI. 12-5, Carlinville leading Shelbyville in the bottom of the 5th inning as the Cavvies come to bat. With a big inning, they could end this ball game right here. Leading off for Carlinville will be Kyle Dixon. He's followed by Jake Ambule and then Colton DeLong. So the 2, 3, and 4 hitters coming up for the Cavvies. On the mound in relief, the fourth pitcher of the day for Shelbyville is Parker Dixon. He threw 12 pitches in relief in the bottom of the 4th. Dixon on the day, hit by a pitch and was stranded at second. He struck out, and he hit an inside-the-park home run to cap off a 5-run third inning. The first pitch he sees from Parker Dixon here is inside for ball one.
What do you say, Kyle? Pick one out.
The 1-0 pitch from Parker Dixon to Kyle Dixon. Hard ground ball just past Malcolm Miller. And it's a leadoff single in the left field. And now Jake Ambule will bat, who's been held hitless today so far. He struck out in the first and grounded out to second in the third. He has a home run in this regional tournament that came in the regional semis off of Pena pitcher Lane Funneman. So Ambule would love to bust out of the 0-for-2 slump he's got going today. Not really a slump, but is hitless. He's got a lot of power out of the 3 spot. 35 RBIs on the season so far. And Kyle Dixon back in first base as Parker Dixon was checking on him. So Jake Ambule at the dish for the Cavvies. 12-5, Carlinville leading in the bottom of the 5th. Runner on first for Carlinville. First pitch to Ambule. Big swing and a miss, and it's strike one. Parker Dixon peering in to his battery mate Stokes has his sign, and he fires the 0-1 pitch to Jake Ambule. Runner going inside, called a ball. The throw down to second, not in time, as Kyle Dixon steals second base cleanly. A regional championship is on the line and a berth in the sectional semifinals. And a date with either Moroa Forsyth or Pleasant Plains. 1-1 pitch on the way to Jake Ambule. Breaking pitch didn't break enough. It stays high. It's 2-1. Waiting on deck is Colton DeLong. The pace has slowed down a bit here. Dixon, now he's on the pitching rubber. He has a sign and he fires the 2-1 pitch. Ground ball foul, and we will. It's 2-2 now, rather. Evens up the count, 2-2. 3 runs in this inning for Carlinville would end the ball game. But Shelbyville looking to extend their season by retiring the side before that happens. The 2-2 pitch on the way from Parker Dixon to Jake Ambule. Reaches out and gets it, lines it into center field, and the catch is made by Peyton Bryant. Just hung up there too long, and Bryant was able to get that for the first out of the inning. And Colton DeLong will bat now with a runner on second and one out. DeLong, an RBI ground out in the first, a ground out in the second, and a single and a run scored in the fourth. He is 1-for-3. One for three on the day. Dixon has his sign and he fires. It's down the middle, called strike one. Kyle Dixon is at second base for the Cavvies. Colton DeLong, at the plate. Chris Griffith on deck for Carlinville. Now a check on the runner at second. Dixon just back in safely. Casually strolling back into second, just in. 12-5, Cavvies lead in the bottom of the fifth inning. Carlinville with the runner on second, one out. The 0-1 pitch to Colton DeLong. Breaking pitch that stays high. It is 1-1. Cavvies are going to be patient here. Shelbyville on their fourth pitcher of the day. Colton Bishop started the day. Didn't last long. Malcolm Miller came on in relief of him. And then Hunter Reed came after. Now we're on Parker Dixon as Colton DeLong fouls this one back, and it's 1-2. Just got a piece of it. I'd like to straighten it out now. Beautiful day here at Pena High School for this regional championship game. The third of three you will hear on the Tally Broadcasting stations today. 1-2 pitch to Colton DeLong. Low for ball two. A.J. Stokes tried to frame it, but it was a little bit low. Now the pitcher, Parker Dixon, steps off the rubber. Now he steps on, and he's ready. Runner on second for Carlinville. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. 2-2 pitch to Colton DeLong. Instead, a check on the runner at second. Moreau Forsythe, the 2-seed in their subsectional, playing Pleasant Plains, the 3-seed today. The winner of that game advances to the Pleasant Plains sectional and will play the winner of this game. Other potential teams in that sectional: North Mac, New Berlin, Beardstown, and Porta. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Colton DeLong. Ooh, that one was high, or it hit him. It hit DeLong, ricocheted off of his arm, and hit the umpire's mask. Second hit batter that Shelbyville pitching has hit today. That puts two runners on now with Chris Griffith coming to the plate. Griffith 0-for-3 on the day with a pair of strikeouts. Parker Dixon now working out of trouble. Runners are going, and that one is strike down the middle. Throw into left field, goes into left field, and Kyle Dixon will score the 13th run of the game. Runner at second has to stay there. Good job on the double steal, forces the defensive miscue. So 13-5 now. The lead is 8 for Carlinville with a runner on second for Chris Griffith. Griffith 0-for-3 on the day. He would love to get his first hit. Come at an opportune time here. The 0-1 pitch from Dixon to Griffith. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. Waiting on deck for the Cavvies is Lonnie Rosentrader, who has been on base 3 times today. Griffith bats from the right side. He has the black on his face. The eye black. The 0-2 pitch to Chris Griffith. Breaking pitch, and he fooled him, and Chris Griffith down swinging. And with two outs now, Lonnie Rosentrater will try and extend this inning. He walked and scored in the second, walked and scored in the third, and singled and scored in the fourth. He bats with the runner on second and two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. 13-5, Carlinville leading. The first pitch to Rosentrater is called strike one. Waiting on deck is Taberzi if Rosentrater can extend the inning. Parker Dixon peers into his battery mate, Stokes. He has a sign, and he fires the 0-1 pitch. Ooh, foul ball off the umpire's chest protector. You could hear that, and it's now 0-2. Good rip by Rosentrater, but not able to straighten it out. And now, Parker Dixon, a strike away from getting out of this, only allowing the one run. 0-2 the count on Lonnie Rosentrater. Dixon has his sign, and he fires. Low, 4-1. One run already home in this inning. 13-5, Cavies with the lead in this regional championship game from Pena High School. Carlinville 21-2 on the season. Shelbyville 21-11. The 1-2 pitch, breaking ball right down the middle, called strike three. So the inning is over, and as we head to the top of the sixth inning, our score, Carlinville 13, Shelbyville 5. We'll be right back with the sixth after these messages on WSMI. David Jenkins back with you here from Pena High School, where we are headed to the top of the sixth inning between Shelbyville and Carlinville. The Cavies lead 13-5 in the top of the sixth inning, and leading off for Shelbyville will be the pitcher, Parker Dixon. This is his first plate appearance today. Kyle Dixon on the mound, looking for a quick inning. The first pitch he throws is outside for ball one. Noah Trimble was the designated hitter today. His day is done. He walked and scored and walked and was stranded at second. There's a big swing and a miss by Parker Dixon, and it's 1-1. The Teutopolis Wooden Shoes, swing and a miss by Parker Dixon, it's 1-2. Teutopolis Wooden Shoes defeated the Greenville Comets in the regional championship, 11-1, so congratulations to T-Town on advancing. Swing and a miss, strikeout. Number 11 on the day for Kyle Dixon. That brings up Peyton Bryant for the Rams, and this is a weak ground ball right back to the pitcher Kyle Dixon, and he tosses to first for the second out of the inning. Bryant retired 1-3. Dixon looking for the first 1-2, not his first 1-2-3 inning of the day, I should say. In the top of the order, Malcolm Miller now, who is 0-for-3 with three strikeouts. First pitch to Miller, called strike one. Miller bats from the left side. He's not looked comfortable at the plate at all today. 0-1 pitch, called ball one. Call low, it's ball two. 2-1 now. Kyle Dixon on in relief today of Colton DeLong, who started today through two and two-thirds, and that one's in the dirt for ball three. For the second straight at bat, Malcolm Miller works a 3-1 count. The last time, Kyle Dixon was able to come back and strike him out. We'll see what happens this time around. 3-1 is the count on Malcolm Miller. Pitch from Kyle Dixon is high for ball four. So Miller finally reaches base today. That's just the second walk of the day allowed by Kyle Dixon. And that'll bring up Reese Pullen for Shelbyville, who has walked a pair of times and scored one run. Also has an RBI because one of those walks came with the bases loaded. First pitch he sees is down the middle, called strike one. Runner on first for Shelbyville. Two outs in the top of the sixth. 13-5, Cavies lead as that one is inside, and Miller will make his way to second base on the wild pitch. Waiting on deck is Kentrell Beck. If Pullen can extend the inning. Top of the order held quiet for the most part today for Shelbyville. There's another pitch high and inside. It's 2-1 on Reese Pullen. Kyle Dixon has pitched inside quite a bit today. 2-1 pitch on the way to Pullen. It is low, and it's 3-1 now. So it started out looking like an easy inning for Kyle Dixon, and now Kyle is in danger of walking his second straight hitter. And the 3-1 pitch to Reese Pullen. Swing and a miss, and it's now 3-2. Just like that, momentum can shift. The count, the pitch to Reese Pullen. Oh, excuse me, swing, and the side is retired. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. Our score, Carlinville leads Shelbyville 13-5. We'll be right back after this on WSMI. 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the order for Carlinville coming up. That is Aiden Taberzi, Sam Tiemann, and Aiden Noggle. If anybody gets on, back to the top of the order in Tucker Hughes. Carlinville with a pair of runs could end today's ballgame as they lead Shelbyville 13-5 in the bottom of the sixth inning. If not, we'll play at least one more half inning. Taberzi on the day, singled, RBI single, and scored in the second, grounded out in the third, and reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. The first pitch he sees is called strike one. Waiting on deck, Sam Tiemann. Taberzi, the third baseman today for Carlinville, and now Taberzi going to jog down to his third base coach to have a word. See what they do. Wind blowing left to right here at Pena High School in this regional championship game. A berth in the Pleasant Plains sectional on the line. Carlinville is two runs or three defensive outs away from advancing to the Pleasant Plains sectional. The 0-1 pitch on the way from Parker Dixon. To Aiden Taberzi. Is low and outside for ball one. Carlinville scored the first five runs of the game today. Then Shelbyville came back and tied it at 5-5 in the third. Carlinville answered with five more in their half of the third to make it 10-5. There's another pitch that's high. It's 2-1 now. Since that third inning, Carlinville has added a run here and there. They lead this 13-5. The 2-1 pitch to Aiden Taberzi. A line drive foul down the left field line. 2-2 is the count on Aiden Taberzi. Waiting on deck, Sam Tiemann. Dixon looking in, shaking off a couple signs, and he has it now, fires. Breaking pitch stays outside. It's 3-2. Pace has slowed down dramatically from where it started in this game. 3-2 pitch on the way from Aiden Taberzi, to Aiden Taberzi. Low, four, ball four. Leadoff walk to Aiden Taberzi brings up Sam Tiemann. And Tiemann with a well-placed ball over the fence would end the game. Or could bring us closer to it. Tiemann on the day reached on an error after sacrifice bunting in the second, also came around to score in that inning. He's also walked and scored a run in the third and then singled in the fourth. So 1-for-2 on the day for Sam Tiemann. 1-for-1 on the day for Sam Tiemann. With two runs scored, and he looks at a pitch low for ball one. 1-0 pitch as Parker Dixon, not on the pitching rubber, now he is. Checks on the runner at first. P peers into his catcher, shakes off a couple. Now he has his sign, and he fires in the 1-0 pitch. Now, instead of check on the runner at first. This is broadcast number 3 of the day here on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. You heard the Gillespie Softball Regional Championship game. It was the first game of the day, then the Nokomis Regional Baseball Championship game before this one. As that one is in the dirt, skips away from the catcher, and Taberzi will advance to second base on the ball. 2-0 the count on Sam Thiemann. 13-5, Carlinville leading in the bottom of the sixth inning. Cavies have a runner on second, nobody out. Sam Thiemann, the eighth place hitter in the Carlinville order, at the plate. 2-0 pitch, low for ball 3. Aiden Noggle waits on deck for the Cavies. He's had a really good day. Three and zero the count on Sam Thiemann. Pitch from Parker Dixon on the way. Down the middle, called strike 1. Carlinville, if they hold on to this lead, would win their first regional championship since 2013. The 3-1 pitch on the way from Parker Dixon to Sam Thiemann. Swing and a line drive to the second baseman. Kentrell Beck has it and fires to first for the first out of the inning. So Thiemann is retired 6-3. Taberzi does advance to second. And now Aiden Noggle will bat. Noggle with a sacrifice in the second, sacrifice bunt. Also singled and scored in the third. And popped out to the shortstop in the fourth. First pitch to Noggle here. Breaking pitch stays high, and it's 1-0. Tucker Hughes waiting on deck for the Cavies. He doubled and scored in the first, singled and scored in the second, and singled and scored in the third. There's a pitch that's called strike 1, evens up the count 1-1. Noggle can do damage out of the ninth place spot in the Cavvy order. 1-1 pitch. Ground ball. Takes a nice hop for Malcolm Miller at third. He fires home, and they get the runner at home for the second out of the inning. Call it 5-2 on the putout. And that'll bring up Tucker Hughes with two outs and a runner on first. Hughes looking to either extend this inning, or he is looking to extend this inning. Parker Dixon for Shelbyville, looking to get out of it without allowing a run. First pitch, swing and a miss, and a ball that was high, and it's 1-0. Hughes, 3-for-4 on the day, does have a strikeout, also has 3 RBIs. Noggle is the runner at first base. The 0-1 pitch is fouled off, and it's now 0-2. As Kyle Dixon, the on-deck hitter, retreats for the baseball. 13-5, Cavies leading, bottom of the sixth inning of this regional championship from Pena. The 0-2 pitch on the way to Tucker Hughes. Fouls it off and stays alive. Dixon going to do some running again. Hughes bats from the left-hand side of the plate. Count is 0-2 on the Carlinville catcher. Parker Dixon has his sign. He winds and fires. Good staying back on that. Lines it into center field. It drops for a base hit. Noggle advances a second, and the Cavies have life here in the sixth. That's the fourth hit of the day. 4 Tucker Hughes, 3 singles to go along with a double. And now Kyle Dixon will bat. He has an inside-the-park home run to go along with a hit-by-pitch. and a single. So 2 for 3 on the day. Also added a strikeout in there. Dixon with a well-placed hit could end the game today. Kyle Dixon could. Parker Dixon on the mound for Shelbyville looking to end this inning, and now we're going to have a mound visit. With that visit, we'll step aside. You're listening to WSMI FM 106. We're right back after these messages. We're back here from Pena High School. No pitching change for Shelbyville, so Parker Dixon stays on the mound. He's going to face Kyle Dixon here with runners on first and second for Carlinville in the bottom of the sixth inning. 2 outs for the Cavvies. The first pitch to Kyle, a big swing and a miss for strike one. The first 4 innings of the game in this one went by fairly quickly. The last two have taken at least an hour in real time. The 0-1 pitch to Kyle Dixon. Breaking pitch. It hit him. Or did it hit the bat, they said. They're going to bring him back, and it's... No, it did not hit him, so it's going to be a ball. I thought it said it was a foul. So it is 1-1. He did make an effort to get out of the way, I guess. So it's 1-1 to Kyle Dixon with runners on first and second, 2 outs in the bottom of the sixth. 13-5, Carlinville leading Shelbyville in this regional championship game. 1-1 pitch in the dirt. Ball skips in front of the catcher, and the runners cannot advance. It's 2-1. Jake Ambuhl waiting on deck for the Cavvies. He's hitless today. Two and one, the count on Kyle Dixon. Parker Dixon on the mound for Shelbyville. He's the fourth pitcher of the day for the Rams. Breaking pitch stays high, and it's 3-1. Parker Dixon does not want to load the bases here, especially with third-place hitter Jake Ambuhl coming to the plate. The 3-1 pitch on the way to Kyle Dixon. Fly ball into right field. It's dropping. A lot of topspin dropping. What a catch made by Reese Pullen. Oh, my. Over-the-shoulder catch made to end the Carlinville threat. So we head to the top of the seventh inning, and the Cavvies are 3 defensive outs away from advancing to the Pleasant Plains sectional. We'll be right back after these messages on WSMI. Tucker Hughes will be the new pitcher on the mound for Carlinville on in relief of Colton DeLong and Kyle Dixon. Dixon today, 8 strikeouts to go along with 2 walks in relief of Colton DeLong. Hughes will be tasked with getting the final 3 outs of today's ballgame as the Cavvies lead 13-5 in the top of the seventh inning of this regional championship game. First pitch to the leadoff hitter in the seventh, Kentrell Beck, is in the dirt for ball one. Beck struck out in the first, walked and scored in the third, and grounded out in the fourth. Swing and a miss by Beck there, and it is 1-1. Also batting this inning will be Ethan Clark and Colton Bishop. If anybody can reach, it'll be A.J. Stokes. Foul ball, now strike two. Tucker Hughes also pitched in that perfect game in the regional semifinals against Pena. He was the second pitcher of the day, but he only pitched an inning. 1-2 pitch to Beck is ground ball right back to the pitcher. Tucker Hughes retires. Kentrell Beck, 1 out in the seventh. That brings up Ethan Clark, who has walked, singled, and singled again. So 2-4-2 on the day. The only hitter Carlinville pitching is not retired at the plate. First pitch to Clark is high for ball one. Defensive changes, by the way, other than Tucker Hughes on the mound for Carlinville. Colton DeLong takes over behind the plate at catcher. That one is inside for ball two. Kyle Dixon heads out to left field. That's where he started today. The 2-0 pitch on the way to Ethan Clark is high, and it's 3-0. Hughes has a sign. He fires the 3-0 pitch. It's high for ball four. A 4-pitch walk allowed to Ethan Clark. And that will bring up Colton Bishop, who is 0-for-3 on the day with 2 strikeouts. Relax, Carlinville fans cheering on Tucker Hughes, trying to end this game. 13-5, Cavies leading in the top of the seventh. Strike one called to Colton Bishop. Two outs away from a regional championship. A ground ball to the right side. Noggle has it. Fires the first. Out number two. And A.J. Stokes will be the last hope for Shelbyville in the seventh. The Cavies one out away from a regional championship. Clark advanced to second on that ground out, by the way. Stokes, one for three on the day. First pitch, called ball. Hughes, the third pitcher for Carlinville today, the 1-0 pitch. High, ball two. Tucker Hughes trying to shut the door in the seventh. Pitch called, strike one. 2-1 the count now. 13-5, Cavies lead in the top of the seventh over Shelbyville. One out away from a regional championship. Swing and a miss by Stokes, and now Carlinville is one strike away from a regional championship. 2-2 the count on the Shelbyville catcher, A.J. Stokes. The pitch from Tucker Hughes on the way. Ground ball, third baseman, nice hop. DeBerzy has it. Long throw, fires the first, and Griffith can't make the pick. That's a tough play, and it's going to be ruled an error on the third baseman, DeBerzy. So the inning is extended. Clark advances to third, and Hunter Reed will bat. Reed singled and scored in the third, struck out in the third as well, and then struck out in the fifth. So one for three on the day. First pitch he sees is ball one. One out away from a regional championship are the Carlinville Cavaliers. The 1-0 pitch to Hunter Reed, low and inside. It's 2-0. Hughes trying to end it. 2-0 pitch down the middle, called strike one. Hughes needs two more like that one. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss, and once again, Hughes a strike away from sending Carlinville to the Pleasant Plains sectional. 2-2 pitch to Hunter Reed. Excuse me, swing, fouls it off straight back and out of play. Hughes working at a quick pace here in the seventh. The 2-2 pitch on the way to Hunter Reed. Inside, called ball three, and the count is full. Carlinville fans wanted that one. We'll do it again. 3-2 the pitch to Hunter Reed from Tucker Hughes. High ball four, and another walk allowed by Carlinville pitching.
All right, Tucker, you got him. This is the one you wanted.
And now runners on first and the base is loaded, I should say, for Shelbyville, and Colton DeLong makes his way out to the mound to try and calm down Tucker Hughes. Trey Ruitt back into the game for Shelbyville. This is going to be his first plate appearance. He's now one of the last hopes for Shelbyville. Base is loaded for the Rams in the top of the seventh. And the first pitch is inside for ball one. 13-5, Cavies with the lead in the top of the seventh inning. So a comfortable lead, but Shelbyville is threatening. The 1-0 pitch is high for ball two. And Hughes all of a sudden can't find the strike zone, and Don Borgini is going to head out to the mound to have a conversation with his pitcher and catcher. What a time to be wild. I mean, lead still 8 runs right now. However, two separate occasions has Tucker Hughes been one strike away from sending Carlinville to the sectionals. One time he walked, another time a hitter reached on an error. So the bases are loaded as Borgini taps both his catcher and pitcher on the shoulder to try and fire them up. The count is 2-0 on Trey Ruitt, who's the hitter for Shelbyville. Bases loaded for the Rams here in the top of the seventh inning, who trail Carlinville 13-5. Hughes' pitch is called ball three, and it's now 3-0. Hughes really struggling to find the strike zone now. 3-0 pitch to Ruitt. Down the middle, called strike one. Hughes will try and build off that. regional championship on the line. The 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And it's 3-2. So now, Tucker Hughes once again, one strike away from a regional championship for Carlinville. The 3-2 pitch popped up on the infield. It's going to be close. Is it going to stay playable? It's caught! Caught by the first baseman, Chris Griffith, and Carlinville advances to the sectional semis. 13-5, the Cavies beat Shelbyville here today in Pena. Congratulations to Carlinville on the regional championship after the pop-up at first base. We'll take a break and wrap it up on the other side after these messages on WSMI. Congratulations to the Carlinville Cavaliers, their first regional championship since 2013 in baseball. They defeat the Shelbyville Rams by a final score of 13-5. It was a heck of a day. It started off really frantic. Carlinville got the first five runs of the ball game. Then Shelbyville came back to tie it at five in the third. But Carlinville answered immediately with five more to make it 10-5. And then Carlinville added on three later on to make it 13-5. And that was our final score. Congratulations to the Shelbyville Rams on a successful season. Their season does come to a close here in the regional championship at Pena. So Carlinville will advance to the Pleasant Plains sectional. Their opponent at this time to be determined. It'll either be Maroa Forsyth or Pleasant Plains. Once again, our final score from Pena High School. Carlinville defeats Shelbyville 13-5 to win the regional championship. This is David Jenkins saying so long from Pena.